On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds, this 24th day of April 2017. A big show coming up. We're going to speak with Donna Campbell, who will play a leading hand in the Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic Final, which will be held this evening. Donna's got three runners in that race. She had a night out at Nowra last week. She took four runners to Nowra. She won three heats of the Puppy Classic and another of the sprint races there with Big Gora. Michael Floyd from the Sandown Park Greyhound Club will be along as we talk Speed Star, which comes up on May the 11th. Those four two-dog match races, and they offer so much excitement. And I can tell you, punters absolutely love them. Luke Gatehouse from Albion Park will be along as we preview the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity Final to be run this Thursday night, as well as we'll take a bit of a sneak look at the heats of the Derby. The box draw won't be out till later this afternoon. And Brad Adam from the Richmond Greyhound Club, he'll be along to talk about the Richmond Riches. The Puppy Classic Series kicks off on May 12, but the 2018 Richmond Race Series nominations will close in the upcoming days for that event. Let's take a look at some of the feature race results over the past week or so. And as I said, in the Nowra Summer Puppy Classic heats run last Monday, Big Black was the quickest in 29.92, and Donna Campbell's about to join us on Going Greyhounds. The Warrnambool Classic kicked off last Wednesday afternoon, and Lightning Frank was the fastest heat winner there in 24.82, just a length and a half outside Unlawful Entry's track record. He draws box six in his semi-final on Wednesday night. We've also got eight heats of the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup. Sandown Park on Thursday evening, the Ron Nestor Memorial was held, and McNeo, he's a box one bandit, he's had it six starts during his career, and he's won all six of them. He scored there in 29.38. The Bogey Lee Futurity heats at Albion Park on Thursday evening. Joyce Rumble for Stevie Kavanagh was the fastest there, running 29.98. We had heats of the Dubbo Gold Cup on Friday night, and Falcon's Fury running 29.35, just a length outside Brad Hill Billy's track record. It was the fastest qualifier of the final there this Friday night. At Kennington on Saturday night, the Lou Dawson Memorial. Cobra Clutch for Jamie Marsh scored an upset win there at massive odds. And tonight we've got the Illingworth Classic Final to be held at Launceston. $14,000 to the winner of that race. Two trainers dominated the five heats last week. Robin Grubb won three of them. Ricky Martin won the other two. Fink Racer was the fastest in 29.77, and it draws box five in the final tonight, which is race seven at Launceston. But as I said, Donna Campbell had a night out to remember at Nowra last Monday evening. Four dogs at the track, four winners. She joins us on Going Greyhounds this morning. Good morning, Donna.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. I guess you've got weight in numbers in your favour. It doesn't mean you've got the winner, but does it?
Oh, most definitely not.
Tell us about
Big... them locals.
They know every speck of loam on that track. Big Black was the fastest of your winner, running 29.92. La Chica Pequina ran 30.38. And Tiempo De Niro ran 30.10. What is it with the Spanish names? La Chica Pequina means the small girl. Tiempo De Niro means time, money. And, of course, these greyhounds are by El Gran Señor, out of time and money. Who comes up with the Spanish names?
The owners do. They follow the time and money theme, and they put a bit of a kick to it with the El Gran Señor.
Well, I tell you what it is. It is an outstanding litter. Another of the litter mates, Chase the Cash, won at Wendy on Saturday night. Let's talk about Big Black first up. He's drawn box eight in the final tonight. He is the $2.20 favourite with tab.com.au, and he was very good last week, Donna, running 29.92. That was after he missed the start. He's only had 12 starts during his career. His stats are outstanding. Six wins, six minor placings. What are you expecting from box eight?
He's had box eight at Bulleye, and he's done okay. He's normally a pretty safe beginner. I don't know why he missed it down there the other night, but that was his first go out of the boxes for 18 days. So that's probably, you know, he might have been a little bit over keen to get out. So he'll be right this week.
You mentioned his box eight stats. He's had it three times for one win and a couple of minor placings. And look, I know you train at Bulimbla Park, which is probably an hour and a half or 2 hours away from Nowra there near the Oaks in southwest Sydney. It is a tricky track, isn't it, Donna?
It is. He'd had two slips around there, but that was it was all of their first go from the 500 anywhere. That was their, like their first 500 last week. So I think with clear room, they've all got improvement.
La Chica Pequena, she draws box number 6. She's won 7 from 15. And I guess the question mark about her last week was whether or not she'd run the 520 out.
Well, she'd been in season. She'd only had a couple of three. She had a post-to-post and a 365. And so she was underdone. So she done that on just pure ability.
She's got very, very good early pace. And she's got Panel Beater drawn outside of her. And he's a gangster drawn inside of her. Panel Beater's hit and miss at the start. I guess you'd be looking for La Chica Pequena to really explode out of the boxes.
Yeah, she should. But in saying that, like Big Black and her, I don't reckon on sections there's much between them.
Now, Dallas Singh owns La Chica Pequena, and along with a few mates, he owns La Chica and he also owns Big Black. But Dean Laydecker owns Tiempo De Niro. And as I said, this litter has just been outstanding. 9 starts for 5 wins, 3 minor placings. Did he surprise you a little bit running 30 and 10 last week?
He should have been on the speedway down the road from Nowra track. He just, the trials we gave him there, he just didn't handle it at all. So yeah, he did surprise me. And like he cut to the fence on the corner and he's 40 kilos. So he uses a bit of the track.
It's very hard for a big dog like that, a 40 kilo dog, to get around a 2-turn track such as Nowra, which is fairly tight. I guess it shows you the ability that these dogs by El Gran Senor out of time and money actually have. Tell me, Big Black, Tiempo De Niro, La Chica Pequena, who in your mind is the best chance that you've got in tonight's final?
Well, Tiempo only has to go in a straight line. If he can do that, he puts himself into the race. La Chica, she jumps and there's a pile up on the corner. She might go okay. Big Black, he's going to be crossing for the fence. So if he can find the fence, I think he's sort of my best bet.
Is Big Black the fastest of the three?
Oh, I've never put them together, but at Bull Eye, there'd probably be a length over the three of them over 400 and over the 472. It'd be a duel down the straight, I reckon.
All right. Tiempo De Niro draws box 3. It's currently $4.20. La Chica Pequena, it draws box 6. It's the roughie of your three at $11. Tell me about last Monday night. It must give you an enormous thrill. You've been training greyhounds for a long while now. Your dad was a trainer. But you took 4 dogs to Nowra last week and you came home with 4 winners.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, actually. When the pup that won the second race, he when he ran the time he did, I thought, well, there's my luck gone. and then Big Black won. I thought, oh, well, that's good. And then La Chica won, and I thought, well, there's no way Tiempo's going to tack on as well. So just to get them all up, it was great. It was a good training effort with my brand new son-in-law. He does a lot of work with my dogs as well.
That's Grant, isn't it?
That's Grant, yep.
Grant Anderson,
and,
yep.
Yep, and it was good. It's something that we all strive for and you dream of it, but to actually do it was pretty exciting.
And to win this race, it'd be the highlight of your training career. As I said, as a young girl, you went to the greyhound races with your dad,
yep.
You know, and you watched greyhounds the calibre of Wooly Wong and Miss Hilo and all that. And
yes, we did.
A number of years later, as you and I are of the same vintage, Donna, we're still involved in the game because, as we discussed yesterday, once it's in your blood, it's very hard to get it out.
It is in your blood. And like in several times over the years, I've managed to get out of the dogs and something always turns up and you're back in it again.
I guess the best greyhound you've trained to date would be a little bitch called December Moon.
Yeah, she won the Maitland Oaks. She won 8 out of 13 in town over both distances. And she missed 12 months racing because she had a twisted bowel, but she was a real good dog, yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck with your three. You can't win. You've got 5 or I think you got, 6 in tonight.
got six in tonight.
Big Gora's
all out
in
of the
spring.
Same game.
Yeah, and she's been terrific. Of course, the mother, Time and Money, she was a finalist. I think it was the 2012 Golden Easter Egg.
It was the year that Don't Knock a Him won it.
Yeah. Well, as I said, we're both of the same vintage and our memory's probably slipping a little bit. I think it was about 2012, don't I? But she's been a terrific dam. And as I said, this letter by El Gran Senor has just been outstanding. You can't win four tonight because you've got three in the one race. But let's hope you take home the feature race tonight, Donna.
Thank you very much.
Donna Campbell there on Going Greyhounds. And as I said, Tiempo De Niro from box number three is currently $4.20. He's La Chica Pequena, box six, $11. Big Black at $2.20 is the favourite from the outside draw for Donna. Panel Beater was the other heat winner last week, trained by Gary Edwards. Panel Beater's mother, Double Twist, actually won this race in 2013. And Panel Beater from box seven is second pick in the market at $3.90. Some really promising puppies, but this letter by El Gran Senor, out of Time and Money, has been absolutely outstanding and really well placed by Donna Campbell. So we do wish her the best of luck tonight in the Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic, which is race 6 on the card. It's due to go at 6:47 p.m. Eastern Time. From Nowra, we're going to head down the Hume Highway to Sandown Park, and the media manager from that club joins us now on Going Greyhounds. Good morning, Michael Floyd.
Good morning, Jim.
We are only a couple of weeks away from the Group 3 Bill Collins Speed Star Series. For those people who don't know what it is, it's 4 2-dog match races. The fastest 8 greyhounds that have trialled or raced at Sandown Park in the past 4 months, they are the ones that race through. And you had one trial yesterday, Eminent Reality, who ran second in the Group 1 Australian Cup earlier this year, prepared by Kel Greeno. What sort of time did he clock?
He put in a very, very solid trial. He ran 29.23.0, which places him third on the leaderboard at the moment. So Wormburner currently heads the list with 29.159. He's been in outstanding form since making the move over to Victoria. Aston DB sitting second, but Eminent Reality into third spot with a 29.23, and that'll be more than enough to get him through to the final eight.
Yep, three of the top eight are actually prepared by Shona Thompson. She's also got Nature's Jen in there at 29.31. Roar Ability is second at the same time. Likewise for Black Mumbo, with only a couple of one-hundredths of a second between those runners. Now, as far as the Speed Star Series is concerned, we obviously race every Thursday and Sunday, but you've got trials next Sunday and Sunday week, April 30th and May 7th, for greyhounds still looking to qualify?
Absolutely, yeah. So the idea, of course, of the series is to see which of the fastest dogs around Sandown Park, and solo trials is probably the best way, to be honest, to find out which dogs they are. And in the match race, of course, that format fits beautifully as well. So the trials are conducted under full race conditions. The dogs are kennelled and subject to swabs and all the normal race day integrity measures. And the next two Sundays we have trials here. So anyone looking to come down for a crack at the Speed Star, it is $10,000 for the winner of each match and another $15,000 for the fastest on the night. Next two Sundays are your best chance to qualify.
We know we have the Speed Star, the Bill Collins Speed Star, in May, but in September we also run another Speed Star series. The wagering turnover in that Speed Star last September was astronomical for the 4 2-dog match races.
Yeah, it's a fantastic product, and it's such an easy way to do some form. It's very much a sports betting type option, head to head, and a whole bunch of other markets that they've put together. It's no surprise that the hold is as good as it is. Tabs right behind it, and when you get the best dogs and the fastest dogs in the country at one place, it's no surprise that it can return those sort of figures.
We've got a massive 3 weeks coming up at Sandown Park with the Sandown Cup Carnival there. The Speed Star on May the 11th. On May the 18th, we've got 12 races on the card. There'll be 12 Group 1 heats, the Sandown Cup for the Stayers, the Harrison Dawson and the Sapphire Crown, and then the final of those three Group 1s on May the 25th. Last Thursday night, Michael, you had a Stayers series heats. They were conducted, and Dundee Osprey and Fanta Bale both stepped up to the 715-metre trip. Between them, they've won six Group 1s, and I think just a tick under $1 million in prize money between those two greyhounds. And it's fair to say that Fanta Bale, probably the more impressive of the two, running 41.70. Dundee Osprey ran 41.91.
Yeah, there was a lot of anticipation, I guess you could say, on course to see what these two dogs could do. Their credentials over the sprint and middle distances, well, they speak for themselves. As you said, they've got six Group 1s between them, and just under $1 million in prize money. It's even closer to $1 million after last Thursday, after they both won their heat. But Fanta Bale stayed under the lure, and she did what we expected her to do. She ran 41.70, which is the fastest gone over the last little bit. And Vendée Osprey didn't quite run the time, but it was a different sort of run. He had to come from off the pace. The five got out in front there. Destiny Wildfire got out in front and set out some pretty good sectionals. And he had to work pretty hard, Vendée Osprey. And as he tends to do, ran a little bit wide. Probably cost him a bit of time in the home straight as well. But 41.91. Both will back up on Thursday night. They've interesting box draw after their heats there. Fanta Bale's come up with a 5 and Vendée Osprey in the 3. I don't think either will be particularly well suited, but neither should be affected too badly out of there as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they back up. Speaking of the connections afterwards, Fanta Bale's committed to a staying campaign now. She'll go straight to the Sandown Cup from here. And Vendée Osprey just got Smith still left over a possibility of a crack at the speed star. He said he's still trialling as fast as he does. He's lost a little bit in the first split though, which it's not surprising given he's been around for as long as he has, but he's already run twice in the speed star and, of course, won it last September. So it'll be interesting to see which way he goes after Thursday night.
Yeah, and of course, he won the Group 1 Harrison Dawson last May as well. So, as I said, three massive weeks coming up at Sandown Park, and we'll keep that leaderboard running here on Going Greyhounds as far as the speed star is concerned. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Michael Floyd from Sandown Park Greyhound Club there. We're going to take a break here on Going Greyhounds, 13 minutes to 11.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to Going Greyhounds.
Welcome back to Going Greyhounds. It is 12 minutes to 11, and Luke Gatehouse from the Albion Park of Brisbane Greyhound Club joins us this morning. Good morning, Lukey.
Morning, Duke. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. We had four heats of the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity run last Thursday night. Nikki's Way took out the first heat in 30.02 for Johnny Dart. Precious to Me for Gary Gilbert won Heat 2 in 30.38. Heat 3 was Magic Hornet for Ray Berman in 30.21, and then the fastest qualifier came in the last heat, Joyce Rumble for Steve Kavanagh, running 29.98. The box draw looks this way. Nikki's Way in 1, Magic Hornet 2, Lockety Brin 3, Spare Cash in 4, Precious to Me 5, Invergarry Lady in 6, Joyce Rumble in 7, and Bikini Cloud in box number 8. Of the heat winners, or those greyhounds that have qualified, which one impressed you the most, Luke?
Two standouts, Nikki's Way and Joyce Rumble, Duke. Both pretty much the same time to the post the first time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on Thursday night. Nikki's Way obviously advantaged by the inside draw.
It has. It's drawn box number 1. But having said that, Joyce Rumble, she had box 7 last week as well. And again, that, as you say, that run of the first turn, they've both run around that 5.54 mark. I guess with Bikini Cloud drawn outside of Joyce Rumble, that's the hang-up, because Bikini Cloud does have plenty of early pace.
Yeah, and the second section's important as well. Nikki's Way very fast in that second section, 17.13 against Joyce Rumble, who was 17.29. Obviously, Joyce Rumble very strong home. I just get the feeling that Nikki's Way might sneak away with this.
All right, well, Nikki's Way is off the inside, and it is trained by Johnny Dart, who's got 3 in the race. He's got Nikki's Way, Spare Cash, which was run down in the closing stages, and also Bikini Cloud. And that final will be held this Thursday night. We've got heats of the Group 2 30 Talks Queensland Derby to run this Thursday night. Box draw's not out yet. What about nominations? How are they stacking up?
Yeah, we'll get several heats. The interesting runner will be Fast Times, Duke. He's had a big boom on him since he ran a couple of very quick times when he was younger, but that boom seems to have sailed into the sunset a bit due to his box manners. And
what'd you make of him on Thursday night, mate?
He's just not coming out how he should. And, you know, dogs that are that fast, they don't often, when they're young, see what it's like being in a field. And you can tell that he's had no field experience at all. He just has no idea when he gets back.
Yeah, they're a different dog when they get out and get clear running. It's like a solo trial for them. We know how quick he is. He won the Rich Lismore Maiden Classic there, running the hands off the clock, and a track record at a track that had yet to be bettered down. But nevertheless, he absolutely flew there. I saw him in a consolation of the launching pad, and again, a different dog when he gets back in the pack.
Oh, he was awful. Absolutely awful. But, you know, Tony Brett, I'm sure, will be doing a fair bit of homework in the week between last Thursday's run and the heats this Thursday. But he's becoming a bit of a bookie's friend.
He's a money muncher for punters, unfortunately.
We've got a few interesting ones from the locals that people probably need to keep an eye on. Azazeus won on Thursday night very impressively for John McCarthy. And its little brother Slick ran a nice second. And little brother to Joyce Rumble, Sonic Thunder, out of the Dulcinea litter. She, one of the most impressive brood bitches around at the moment, throws to just about everything. Sonic Thunder was a place getter Thursday night as well.
Yeah, and that's, you talk about, you know, greyhounds of the calibre of Dulcinea as far as a brood bitch is concerned, and Johnny McCarthy's litter there, which are out of Pearls of Zinger, and they race through that Vince Curry Maiden Series. They're hot young dogs. I think Slick's run, you know, 30 and 12 at Ipswich. So if he draws a wide box, look out for him because he's got plenty of toe. Now, listen, I want to talk to you about the queen of Albion Park, Cindy's Magic.
Little Cindy.
She just continues to do things and win races that dogs can't do. Billy Olsen would love to pack up Albion Park and take it all around Australia. I know you don't want to see her leave, but... She just races that well there. She's now won 39 from 113 starts, 45 minors, $343,000 in prize money. She's won from 431 metres to 710 metres. She won a maiden back at Ipswich over the 431 on October 29, 2014. She's now won 31 races at Albion Park. We talk about...
She's equaled Wing Runner.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talk about the likes of Wing Runner. We talk about the likes of Flying Amy. Look, I don't think Cindy's Magic is in Flying Amy's class as far as sprinting is concerned, but I tell you what she does, Luke, and I don't back her, I'll say that, because I know one night when I do back her and she's out running last, that's what's going to happen to her, or she'll strike trouble. But her last three wins, if people haven't seen them, they can go onto the Brisbane Greyhound website or to the dogs website and have a look at them. Drops out last, and then down the back straight, it's like, oh yeah, I'll get going now.
Yeah, I think it's now just a game to her. She just tries to test herself. And, you know, she's that much of a thinking greyhound that her field sense carries her through. And dogs will drop back into her, or she'll run up to them, and she'll just find the smallest hole to go, either inside, outside, underneath. She'll go through the legs one night.
What about her run home times there, that last section?
Yeah, 12:29, I think she was clocked on Thursday night, and not many greyhounds get down to that time. It's just phenomenal. And you talk about the interest, Duke. One of the videos that went up recently on our Facebook page had 21,000 hits.
Wow.
Within about 48 hours. And, you know, that's why she was given the Top Simbi Award at our awards night a couple of weeks ago, just because of the interest that she attracts outside the mainstream greyhounds.
Yeah, she's just a freak. Look, she went to Melbourne. She ran fourth in the Group 1 Rookie Rebel down there behind Fanabar, flashing home. But as I said, for Billy Olsen and Cindy, his wife, I guess it's just a case that they just continue to race her at Albion Park, because it doesn't matter whether it's a 520, a 600 or a 710. Depending on what comes around, they step her up or they drop her back. And she continues to defy the odds as far as winning these races are concerned. She's just a freak to watch.
Yeah, an absolute pleasure. And she sort of times her run just to beat the dog in front.
Yeah.
If they run 30 and 20, she'll run 30 and 15. If they run 30 dead like they did on Thursday night, she'll come out and pull out a 29.90.
And I imagine
the funny thing about her is about 20 metres after the post, she's got a certain little bit of arrogance where she does a little bit of a left-hand turn and waits for the second dog and gives them a bit of a don't argue.
Yeah, and looks at them as they come into the pen. Yeah, yep. Well, she'll be back there on Thursday night, I imagine.
Oh, night follows day, doesn't it?
All right, we're going to catch up on Wednesday evening on At The Boxes. You're on last week, and we'll preview the Futurity final in depth and also take a look at the heats for the derby this Thursday night after the box draw comes out this afternoon.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Duke.
All right, thank you, Luke Gatehouse from the Albion Park Brisbane Greyhound Club there from Brisbane. We're heading to Richmond now. Brad Adam, General Manager of the Richmond Race Club, joins us on Going Greyhounds at 4 minutes to 11. Morning, Bradley.
Good morning, Mark.
The 2018 Richmond Riches Race Series, we've been talking about it here on Going Greyhounds for about the last 6 or 8 weeks, a race that is being run in 2018 because we didn't have the auction last year. There's two types of noms that owners or trainers can buy. $275, you must nominate a specific greyhound, or $440 buys you a race ticket to the 2018 Richmond Riches Race Series. $40,000 awaits the winner. How are we going for noms, and when do they close?
Yes, Mark, the club extended the noms, and we're now proud to say that we've got 72 that have either bought the Tier 1 or the Tier 2 ticket.
What's been the most popular, mate?
Mark, the most popular has been the Tier 2 ticket, which is the $440, and I suppose the idea of people that had litters, and then obviously not knowing which one just yet was going to be the best out of the litter. So, yeah, the $440 or the Tier 2 ticket has been hugely popular, and it's taken up most of that 72 nominations that we've been able to get for next year's series.
Yep, I've got one of those $440 nominations. I've got a litter which will be probably, around 23 months of age when that... when that race series comes along, and we've got 4 or 5 pups out of that litter, and we're just undecided which one we'd put in. So rather than pay the $275, I was happy to pay the $440, and I can make my mind up, a month out. So noms will close April the 30th, Brad?
Yeah, that's correct, Mark. So they will close the end of this month. And look, we're obviously still very excited to get, a few more through, hopefully by the end of the month, and which will certainly ensure that the series goes ahead and will be very successful next year with total prize money, $50,000, as you said, $40,000 to the winner.
All right, now that's the 2018 series. The 2017 Richmond Riches Race Series for pups sold during the 2015 auction. We've got heats kicking off on May the 12th.
Yeah, correct. Heats kick off May the 12th. It's a heat, semis and final series. All the nomination forms are out now to 155 possible nominators. And so they all have to get those nomination forms into the club by the end of next week. So that's Friday, the 5th of May. All the nomination forms to the club. The club will process the nomination on behalf of those owners and trainers. And yes, Mark, very pleased. 155 roughly that were paid up and ready to go for that series.
And of course, we had 30 talks winning the inaugural Richmond Riches Race Series last year. Of course, he's went on and became a Group 1 winner. And I read that Jason McKay will target Mr. Twister, who was very, very good at Wentworth Park on Saturday night after winning at the Gardens last week in track record time. And Jason's going to target Mr. Twister towards the Richmond Riches Race Series. So it gives you an idea as far as the depth and quality of greyhound that'll go around, Brad.
Certainly is, Mark. Some outstanding pups that have been coming through over the last 2 to 3 months. We've seen them start to hit the headlines. And, of course, you mentioned 30 talks, and I know Tony Brett's got another strong team ready to come down again.
All right. So those noms will close on the 5th of May, Friday week, with the Richmond Race Club. And as correct. I said, the Richmond Riches Race Series nominations, you've got up until April 30th to buy one of those. $275 for a Tier 1 where you must nominate a specific greyhound. $440 for a race ticket, and you can nominate a dog 1 month out. Thanks for joining us, Brad.
Thank you for your support. Thank you, Mark.
Brad Adam there from the Richmond Riches Race Series and the Richmond Race Club. Big week coming up, of course. We've got the Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic final to be held tonight. On Wednesday evening, the Group 2 Warrnambool Classic semi-finals and the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup heats will be run. The Bogalee Futurity final on Thursday night at Albion Park. The Group 2 Derby heats will be run. No catching pen tomorrow night due to Anzac Day at the boxes on Wednesday night. Jamie Ennis, Luke Gatehouse and Timmy Newbowl will be along to join me as we preview the big feature races. And to all our returned servicemen and women as they commemorate Anzac Day tomorrow, hope you have a great day and back plenty of winners, lest we forget.